Live from Studio G in the heart of America, I'm Steve Gurr, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. I'm here to give it to you straight. I'm here to tell you the truth, whether it's brutally honest or not, about everything. God bless America. It's the Steve Gurr Show. Thank you for being here. Here are three big things you need to know to start this hour. Number one, Donald Trump has so far been unable to secure a $464 million bond so he can appeal the outrageous and out-of-line civil judgment leveled against him in New York, where there were exactly zero victims. Number two, Democrats in Minnesota think the taxpayers there should be happy to pay a guaranteed monthly income to illegal aliens. I'm not so sure that has too many people thrilled. And number three, well, it seems the left wants to keep hammering on the word bloodbath. One they're historically very fond of, by the way. They love it. But now they want to pretend that former President Donald Trump is somehow threatening political violence by saying the U.S. auto industry will suffer a bloodbath if Joe Biden is somehow reelected. It is a despicable lie, and it has people like Joe Scarborough over at MSLSD so amped up, he started melting down on live TV Monday morning again. I mean, these people are so freaked out that Joe Biden's going to get crushed by Donald Trump in November that they're losing their minds in real time in front of everybody. Joe clearly lost his meds yesterday morning, or there's something really special in that morning, Joe, that he drinks. One or the other, maybe both. Listen to this.
He's talking about a bloodbath for America. It's laid out in the terms of it. And these idiots on Twitter, these idiots on cable news, these idiots on Sunday shows, going, well, presidents, you know, he was talking only about the auto industry, and this is one more. It's just bullshit. Let me say that at 6:15 a.m. It's just bullshit. Knew what he was doing. We're not stupid. Americans aren't stupid. He was talking about a bloodbath. Sometimes a bloodbath means a bloodbath. And when he finishes by saying, and that's just going to be the least of it, seriously, these people may be stupid. We're not.
Oh, yeah, Joey, you are. You just confirmed it. You're an absolutely stark, raving, mad moron. Of course, as we have discussed, the left is happy to use the word bloodbath and has too many times, remembers, when it suits their needs. Bloodbath has always been just fine. In fact, a preferred go-to comment. But now they see a chance to distort and blatantly lie about what President Trump was saying and try desperately to turn it into a political weapon against him. But let's remember, if we could, how the left has used the term bloodbath in recent years. In fact, let's focus on crazy Joe Scarborough just for a few moments, okay? Yeah, because here's Loony Joe with the riff over and over again. Listen to this.
He was talking about a bloodbath. Sometimes a bloodbath means a bloodbath. On the eve of this bloodbath, it was going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be a bloodbath. Would be an absolute bloodbath.
Bloodbath. This bloodbath in South Carolina.
This could be a bloodbath. There will be a bloodbath at the convention.
An absolute bloodbath.
This was going to be a bloodbath. Does this nominee get through without a bloodbath?
Hashtag bloodbath.
We're going to be having bloodbaths. This would be a bloodbath. Yeah. It would be a bloodbath. Seriously?
Seriously, yes. And it's not just crazy Joe. No. It's across the board by left-wing politicians and wingnuts and their dirty media pals, of course. They love the word, from what I can tell. They love the word. I mean, it's really weird that they feign disgust at the word when it is so popular across the board. Here is a broad-based example. I remind you, here it is.
But as Politico.com reports tonight on the, quote, bloodbath at the RNC.
Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath.
A bloodbath. Not only is it going to be a bloodbath, but after they leave New Hampshire, it's a bloodbath on her home turf. That's really tough.
Trump has left a lot of corpses in his wake. I mean, we can count the bodies
as part of the, quote, MAGA drive to take over Maricopa County. And the headline refers to it as an impending bloodbath.
Columnist Charles Blow has a new piece for the New York Times entitled A Biden Bloodbath.
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath. bloodbath and massacre come up frequently.
The Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
There's going to be a bloodbath one way or the other.
Bloodbath for Bernie Sanders.
It's been a bloodbath. They're shaping up to be a bloodbath.
Head off a bloodbath in next year's crucial midterm.
Off-year elections are often a bloodbath.
This week's bloodbath for Democrats.
A bloodbath at the ballot box.
Yep, there it is. Joe Scarborough, all the other media clowns. It's a term they embrace. They don't just sort of like it. They embrace it. So let's talk about an actual bloodbath. All right? Not one involving the EV failures, the auto industry, or the economy in general. Let's talk about actual blood in the streets and on the hands of some of these politicians we just heard from. I want you to hear the names of Americans killed recently by illegal aliens that came into our country as a result of Joe Biden and his administration's intentional open border policies that are designed to give Democrats voters and big companies like Tyson dirt cheap labor to boost its profits. And trust me, Tyson is just one easy example. In fact, packing plants and big ag and factory farms are among the industries that abuse and support the open border the most. But what about those that have been lost in this reckless, dangerous, and intentional border policy? Lakin Riley, Christopher Gadd, Lisbeth Medina, Melissa and Riordan Powell, David Hadridge, Cindy Goulding, Cheston Edwards, Deborah Brandau, Nazareth Tamer Clower, Connor Holcomb, Andy Lynn Blair, Isidro Cortez, Musa Fafana Mafalda, Thayer Corbin Wagner, Gretchen Gross, Aiden Clark, Michael Kunovich, Farrell Gilbert, Kayla Hamilton, Maria Rios Ian, Mateo Garcia, Diane Hill Luckett. These are just some of the names. A short list of those killed at the hands of illegal aliens. But don't worry, there were new names added just today already. Names you may or may never hear. Because the Biden administration and the corporate media whores who act as left-wing bagmen for them don't care if you hear their names or not. But I do. Here is Lakin Riley's father talking for the first time, in fact. Listen to this.
We were looking forward to seeing her graduate next year. She was so full of life. I just hate that, you know, she was taken so early.
Police say Lakin was murdered while jogging on the University of Georgia campus last month.
I wake up every day thinking, you know, that I can call her, and I can't.
Police have charged 26-year-old Jose Antonio Ibarra with her murder. Ibarra, a Venezuelan citizen, entered the U.S. illegally in 2022, officials say. And despite an arrest in New York and a citation for shoplifting in Georgia, was never deported.
Do you think a difference in immigration policy would have made a difference for Lakin?
We have no idea if that would have changed anything, but he's here illegally, that he might not have been here had we had secure borders.
If he'd had secure borders, he may not have been here. Can't say for sure, but he knows. We all know. If we had had a border, his daughter would be finishing nursing school in the next few weeks. It's not going to happen. That's the real bloodbath, my friends, right there. And it's intentional. I'll have more after the break. Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it, but you're not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely on yourself. Not sure where to start? Go to my website, preparewithgruber.com. Grab a Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for $60 off. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance with Ready Hour emergency food. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks and provide over 2,000 calories every day. Sealed inside heavy-duty packaging, they can last up to 25 years in storage. Go to preparewithgruber.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrived in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship that same day. Save $60 per kit at preparewithgruber.com.
Hi, I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
The human soul is made to learn, and the highest things of life are the best things to learn. One of these, it turns out, is the way we govern ourselves, and one of the best examples of that is the Constitution of the United States. It explains what our government should look like and how it should function to best protect our rights. It was created to give us the freedom to make choices about the way we wish to live. Unfortunately, most colleges and universities today fail to teach our Constitution. When they do, they often denigrate it. This is dangerous because it is impossible to preserve our liberty if we don't understand where it comes from and how to protect it. Having a proper civics education is essential to preserving our freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.